I was just laying here thinking about what it is that first drew you to me. And I think that it was my voice. Actually, I know it was. And I really wanted to get back to that and focus on it and do something that is enjoyable for you. And maybe just a bit enjoyable for me too. This week, I've been in this place in which possessions have been on my mind. Thinking about objects that make me happy, ones that are my favorites, ones that I treasure, and I've been thinking about you and like how you think about me. And I've been wondering, and do you see me in that way? Like, am I an object to you? Not just someone you enjoy, but almost like some thing, you know, because I want you to see me in that way. At least in this moment, that's what I want. I was thinking about what you would want me to do and how you would want me to be for you. What would you want me to wear, and what would you want to hear me say? And I decided that I would snuggle up in my bed and try to be all of those things for you to listen to, because you want me to, and I want to. I know you like a scene, and I want to set that for you. So I have a cup of my favorite tea, spearmint, and it's sitting on my bedside table, and I prepared it the way that you like. Water temp of about 90 degrees, not 100, and I think I know why you want for me to do it like that. Anyways, for now, it's steeping while I chat with you. The lights are off, but I have a candle lit, and it's nice and quiet here. I got rid of all of my distractions, just like you want. And I think you might like to hear what I'm wearing right now. I'm wearing my black button-up sleep shirt, and I'm wearing just little black panties. Shocker, I know. But before I got dressed for bed and started recording, I did exactly as I think you would have asked of me, Daddy. I mean, sir. I placed my yoga mat out on the floor, and I went through the, like, short little practice that you gave me, placing extra emphasis on the parts that really stretch out my thighs, and I decided to do it completely and totally naked. Yeah, that was my own idea. Do you like it? I actually thought of you sitting cross-legged on the end of my bed, just like watching me and just watching me the whole time. I think you would want to imagine that you're positioning my body as I move, like an instructor. And I think you like the idea of molding and shaping me with your hands. Is that true? I would let you. I want you to do that. Like, I really, really want it. But, yeah, at the end, I just laid out on the floor. I took Shavasana, and I laid there intentionally box breathing for like 20 minutes. My arms and my legs were outstretched, and my tension was just getting fully released, and I don't know, my mind wandered at first, and eventually settled into a pleasant state of not really thinking about anything at all. I wanted to do it just like you want me to, so I set a timer and everything. And then when I was done, I put on clothes that I just knew would please you. And I made my tea. And I got my favorite lube. And I got my vibrator. I really think that you want to use me. And I love that thought. I can't get it off my mind, actually. It just makes me feel so, I don't know, like, I don't know how to describe it. But to know that you want me that way. That you want to listen to me carry out your directions and be such a good girl. Like, I am a good girl. And I would do anything for you, sir. I do want to be your object, your absolute favorite thing. I want you to use me. You would want to lay me on my back. Okay, I'll do that. And you would want me to put all of my things within reach, somewhere I will know where they are. You want me to undo half of the buttons of my shirt? I can do that for you too. I'm unbuttoning them very slowly, and I'm imagining you still sitting next to me, just watching. What are you thinking about over there? Do you like what I'm doing for you? Are you wondering, with each button, when you'll be able to see my breasts? I'm halfway there, just like you like. I can take them out for you. Would you like that? Do you want to see them? I know you like how they distract you from your other favorite parts of my body. And I know you think they're just the perfect size. And you like how my nipples almost always seem to be hard when you see them. They always make you think of me straddling you and lowering them down to you so that you can choose which one to suck on. And you can never decide which one you want to try first. In the meantime, I seem to recall that you like that I'm a little bit of a messy girl. So, I'm gonna be a little bit messy while you think of which one of my nipples you want in your mouth. I'm rubbing my saliva into one, just alternating my thumb and middle finger back and forth on either side, dragging the little sticky beads of moisture in a circle just around the outside. I'm imagining you would be doing that, running your lips opposite one another on either side and then circling it with your tongue. Should I do the other one? I think you would. Okay. Maybe just for a little bit. Bit of my spit to tease the other one. I bet you like hearing me do this, don't you? Now, you would want me to take my vibrator and stick it under my panties. sir. And you want me to slowly draw my knees up to my chest and hug them with my arms so that I can imagine the sensation of embracing you or pulling you into me. Oh, I knew that was gonna happen. And you want me to notice how exposed I am to the room, to you. And you want me to embrace that vulnerability. Okay, sir. I can be vulnerable for you. You want me to stretch one of my legs back down straight. And with the knee that remains tucked into my chest, press my hand from that same side of my body against my knee and press it slowly to the opposite side until it meets my mattress. And lay sort of on my side with one hand under my head for now, just sort of collecting my hair while I wonder what else you would want to do with me, and the other one free to carry out your direction. Do you like this position? I bet you do. What makes you like seeing me like this? Is it the contrast of how my thighs look in two totally different poses for you? Is it the way my ass is presented to you? Does it just make you want to grab it? Does it make you want to do other things to my body? Just pull aside my panties, showing you where I want you to press your cock into me right now. Oh, and you want me to choose, don't you? You're not wondering where to finish, are you? You're wondering where I want you to start. Okay, Daddy. I'll choose for you. I want you to take your cock, your throbbing, pulsing, needy cock, and I want you to take some of my wetness with your hand and spread it around your tip. And I want you to press it into my asshole. Oh, fuck. Fuck. You weren't just thinking about watching anymore, are you? You're thinking about placing one of your knees behind the one that I have pulled up against the mattress, giving me something to press against. Oh, your other knee on the other side of my outstretched leg, one hand on my hip holding me down, the other taking my hand that's holding my panties aside and teasing my asshole. And you're pulling my hand away. And you're looping your thumb under to take my panties from me and pressing my hand flat with yours. And you're imagining slowly, gently thrusting your cock into me. Oh, I want to feel your cock. Oh, I want to feel you using me in all the creative ways that I know. And I'm surprised that you don't push it all the way in. Not yet. But I want you to. Please. Oh, but you wouldn't. You're just pressing the tip in and pulling it out. Oh, just teasing me and teasing yourself. Fuck. Oh, what's holding you back? Teasing so much. I want to feel you exploring my body. The inside of my asshole. I want to feel your full length, please. I want you to push it all the way, like you can't help yourself. Please press into me. Push your cock into me and let my fucking body just satisfy you. It's yours to use for your pleasure, baby. I'm yours. Please. Please use me. Oh, please just fucking push your cock into me and claim my ass. Please. Fuck. I'm imagining you pulling out and my eyes are closed. And I'm just waiting for you to push back in. But I feel you pull back away from me. And even without looking, I know you're just studying the shape of my body and feeling your last growl and become uncontrollable. And I feel you pull my panties aside once more. And I smile because I know your mind. I know something has changed and shifted, and I know that you must have felt yourself getting close just from that little bit of teasing. I love that my ass can do that to you, and you weren't ready. You weren't ready to come yet at all. Oh. You want me to come, right? That's it. You want me to come? Oh, I want. Good girl. I'll do whatever you want. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, is that your tongue? Oh, of course. Of course you want to taste me. Of course you want to lick me. Oh, fuck, I wasn't expecting your tongue against my ass. Being exposed to you like this. I know how hungry it makes you. And I want to satisfy that hunger. I want you to use my body to satisfy yourself. Please, please, please use me. Fuck, please, please use me. Oh, fucking use me. And taste me. I know you want to. I know you want to know what I taste like. I know you think about it every time you hear me say that I'm tasting myself. I do that for you because I know you love it. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I know you like watching me. You have my body situated like you like it. Do you want to watch me come? Look how fucking wet you've made me. You can't take your eyes off of me. Do you want me to come? You want to stroke yourself while you watch me come, don't you? Do it. I want you to bring yourself to the edge, that when you hear me getting close, you can start stroking uncontrollably. I want to be the thing that makes you lose control. I just want to be your fantasy object. Can I? Can I be that for you? Fuck. I'll do anything you want. Anything you say, just let my body bring you pleasure, please. Please. Fuck, please. Fuck. Fuck. Okay, I'm gonna try to count down so that you can come with me if you want. 3, And when I get to one, I want you to imagine you're knelt behind me, just watching me fuck my asshole with my fingers. And I can't help but roll my hips because my vibrator is just fucking... Fuck. Oh my god. It just has me so close. And two, and when you release, I want you to imagine each pulse just... I want you to imagine each pulse sending streams of your cum all over my asshole and all over my pussy and on my hand and on my panties. Fuck, I'm so close. If you haven't come and you want to, I want you to. I want you to close your eyes and imagine coming on me, because I want to be yours. I want to be yours, and you can come on my body because it's yours, sir. I'm your messy slut, and I want you to take my body, and I want you to use it for your enjoyment. Oh. Did you go? I like that. Just be still and relax now and listen to the sounds of my breath. I'm stretching the way that you love to watch. Why don't you breathe with me while your arousal settles? Use my voice as your source of calm now. I don't just want to be your slut. I mean, I do, but I want to be your place of comfort. Your place of relaxation where you can find peace. Here, I want you to breathe with me. Breathe with me. Feel your arousal eddy and that simmering lust start to cool and settle and start to redisperse from your center out towards your lips and your fingers and your toes. Stretch out your legs straight under you and lay your arms out to either side. Maybe it's your turn to breathe to a count. Why don't you? 2, 3, 4. Hold, 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 and exhale. And wait, and breathe one, and breathe that way again. Inhale. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. And exhale. Keep breathing that way, baby. And while you're doing that, think about the arches of your feet and your calves, and squeeze them or pull your muscles taut just for a second. And then the next time you exhale, let that tension out. those. Let them feel loose and heavy. Keep breathing. Think about my naked chest rising and falling. Imagine instead of cleaning your cum off of me, you just put your hand in it on the cheek of my ass. And while your body shifts from full of that unimaginable energy that my voice inspires, imagine that you take your tongue and lap just a bit off of my ass near your hand, and you let it sit on your tongue, and you lean up to my face, and with your free hand you press your hand against my cheek and run your thumb, instructing me to turn to face you. And you stick your tongue in my mouth, and I meet yours with mine, and I can taste you. I can taste your satisfaction. I can taste what my body did for you. What inspired you to do. Imagine taking the hand that is coated in your cum and cupping the breast that is laying against the mattress, gently, gently massaging your release into my skin and nudging my body to the side so that I'm laying on my back. And imagine laying your head down on my chest. Imagine resting there. Imagine my hand slightly touching your back and your shoulders, lightly grazing your skin with my fingernails, gently massaging. Make sure that your eyes are closed, okay? And remember your breathing. Imagine you can feel the rise and fall of my chest as you breathe. And just tease my nipple with your thumb, spreading your cum around it, just because you want to. Relax with me. Become aware of the tension in your shoulders, and as soon as you notice that they're tense, let it go. Unclench your jaw. Let your belly rise and fall as you breathe. Let go of the tension in your core. Notice if your temples are holding any stress or strain. Wiggle your jaw back and forth and dispel the tension in your eyelids and your temples. You can go to sleep. Drift off. Let your breathing carry you so far into relaxation that you tip and slip away into blissful rest. Or, when you're ready, you can slowly speed up your breathing. Feel your vitality returning, colored with satisfaction and the confidence that comes from knowing that I want to be your favorite plaything and that I want to inspire you. I want to be your muse and your toy, both in equal measure. And if that is your choice, then let your eyes peek open. Let the scene slip away into your memory. Make sure you keep it there.